Welcome to the Digital Identity Digest, the audio companion to the blog at Spherical Cow Consulting. I'm Heather Flanagan, and every week I break down interesting topics in the field of digital identity, from credentials and standards to browser weirdness and policy twists. If you work with digital identity but don't have time to follow every specification or hype cycle, you're in the right place. Let's get into it. So, I've been thinking a bit about the whole Model Context Protocol, the MCP thing that's popular in the tech news these days. Now, according to its documentation, MCP is an open protocol that standardizes how applications provide context to large language models. And given the growing dependence on large language models, which are one type of AI, though certainly not the only kind, this is actually a pretty big deal. So if we are headed into a world where AI is expected to do all the things, you know, summarize documents, write code, manage schedules, coordinate between systems, then having a universal adapter that lets them talk to everything sounds really kind of amazing. So I get the excitement. Really, I do. But me being me, as soon as I saw someone describe MCP as a quote-unquote open standard, I immediately have questions. Now, let me be clear. I'm not a developer. I'm not going to tell you how clean the API is or whether the software development kit works out of the box. I'm not an architect either. I'm not about to redesign your whole IT stack around this thing. But I am a standards person. And when someone uses the phrase open standard, I instinctively start asking questions like who's maintaining it? Who's reviewing it? What process is being followed? What are the intellectual property constraints? Who decides if and when this thing changes? You know, because here's the thing, like open means a lot of different things to different people. Sometimes open just means open source. You can see the code. Sometimes it means open access and that you don't need an account to read the documents. Sometimes it means open to contribution. You can submit issues or propose changes. But like a complete open standard, that's actually a whole different level. That implies governance, review, stability, neutrality. It implies that the protocol isn't just technically public, but it's structurally shared, built and maintained in a way that multiple parties can trust and shape it together. And honestly, that's not a small thing to do. So before we dive deeper into MCP, let's zoom out for a minute and talk about what standards development organizations or SDOs actually do. Now, if you never had to work inside one, you might assume that SDOs are where good ideas go to die, buried under thousands of emails and a mountain of process. And yes, there are definitely days where it certainly feels that way. But let me tell you why that process exists and why I still believe it's valuable. Let's take the IETF, the Internet Engineering Task Force. Every draft submitted for publication has to include a security consideration section. That's not optional, that's mandatory. And before anything moves forward, it's reviewed across several technical areas, transport, applications, security, routing. And sometimes those reviews certainly feel repetitive, but sometimes they catch exactly the right thing that would have caused a problem if this, you know, whatever this thing is deployed at scale. The W3C, the World Wide Web Consortium, does the same thing, but, you know, slightly different flavors. They have multiple checkpoints for lots of different reviews for privacy, accessibility, internationalization, and just sort of architectural coherence. And, you know, be perfectly frank, those reviews aren't always easy. They force the people working on the standards to slow down, to think harder, to answer uncomfortable questions. And that's the point. These processes are there so that when a standard does go out into the world, when developers implement it, when products adopt it, when regulators start looking at it, there's a level of confidence it's been through something more rigorous than, yeah, looks good to me. There's also an intellectual property framework in place, a real one, not just a software license, but an intellectual property rights policy that covers essential patent claims. And that matters because when you're building infrastructure, you really don't want legal landmines to just pop up 5 years later. Now, to be fair, every SDO had to start somewhere. None of them showed up fully formed. They started because someone or some group looked around and said, we really need a better way to coordinate. So the WhatWG is a great example. It's a very small, very focused standards organization that formed when people got tired of W3C process, which itself formed because they got tired of IETF process, and they wanted to iterate faster. They wanted to have living specifications instead of versioned ones. They wanted fewer bureaucratic hoops. And to their credit, you know, they get stuff done. However, eventually, I think they ended up with just as much process. It just looks a little bit different. And because they're smaller, they can usually move faster. And that's the lesson. You can't escape governance forever. If your project succeeds, if it really scales, governance will find you. So maybe MCP is on its way there. Maybe it'll evolve into its own self-governing entity. Or maybe it'll get picked up by an existing SDO. But as of now, I haven't seen those structures forming. I don't know where those conversations are happening or even if they're happening at all. So let's circle back to MCP itself. Anthropic, the folks behind the Claude AI, announced this thing late last year. And they're solving a very real problem. How do we standardize the way applications provide context to LLMs? And they've done it in a pretty open and transparent way, and they absolutely deserve credit for that. They published the specification. They encouraged others to use it. They're clearly aiming to establish what many would call a de facto standard, something that gains traction simply because it's out there and it works. And that kind of momentum can be incredibly powerful, but it's also risky. It's a hard truth, right? If MCP becomes the default without any formal structure, no shared governance, no multi-stakeholder review, no IPR clarity, we're not building an open standard. We're kind of enshrining one vendor's early assumptions. Maybe those assumptions are good. Maybe they're not. What if the protocol works beautifully in consumer apps, but it can't actually support the audit trails required in regulated environments? What if the design favors a pull model for context, where the AI decides what to ask for, when some sectors require a push model driven by consent and policy? What if the whole system builds around version 0.2, and then we discover a major flaw, but there's no consensus-based process to fix it, and no obligation for backwards compatibility? Without structure, what starts as fast becomes fragile. What starts as flexible becomes pretty rigid. And what starts as open kind of becomes, you know, trends back into proprietary. We've seen this happen several times before, right? OAuth 2 took years to retrofit its security model after the early adopters just ran wild with the base specification. HTML5 development fragmented so badly that the W3C and the WebWG had to just entirely, you know, sit back and reconcile their approaches just to move forward. And these aren't technical failures, right? These are governance failures, and they're expensive to fix, which is something I've talked about. That's what I mean when I talk about governance debt. It's absolutely invisible until it isn't, until you sit there and say, wait, who's doing this? You know, who do I get to blame for this particular situation? Right now, you kind of just have to blame yourself. So let's be clear. None of this means that MCP is broken. It is, in fact, solving a very real problem. It's more open than a lot of what's happening in AI right now. But openness isn't the same as structure, and a GitHub repo isn't the same as a review board. So here's my call to action. Does anyone want to help give MCP a more solid foundation? I mean, that might mean finding it a home within an existing standards body. It might mean forming a lightweight, transparent working group. It might even mean just agreeing on a clear review process and making sure that it includes privacy and security and accessibility as sort of first-class citizens to what's going on. I'm not hung up on the venue, right? If you want to put it in the IETF, if you want to put it somewhere else, I really don't care. But we need something. Because if this is really going to become the protocol that lets AIs interact with every system in your life, we really should be a lot more careful with it. So, any volunteers? If you want to know more, please go back and read the full blog post. The next blog post is actually going to do a deep dive into what open standards mean, and I hope you stick around and listen to it. And that's it for this week's episode of the Digital Identity Digest. If it helps make things a little clearer, or at least a little more interesting, share it with a friend or colleague and connect with me on LinkedIn at HL Flanagan. And if you enjoyed the show, do be sure to subscribe and leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find the written full post at sphericalcowconsulting.com. Now stay curious, stay engaged, and let's get these conversations going.